And now to Spokane County Treasurer, one of those offices that doesn't have a high profile, but which is important for its fiduciary responsibilities in running the county. The aforementioned Rob Chase is leaving as treasurer. Two candidates have stepped up to replace him. They include Republican Michael Baumgartner, who has represented Spokane in the state Senate for two terms.
Well, we've had a great 8 years in the Senate, have accomplished a lot of things from doing the new WSU Medical School to full funding for North South Thruway to the only tuition cut in American history, and enjoyed all that stuff. It's all been a team effort, but looking forward to serving closer to home and excited about the job application process for being Spokane County Treasurer. And, you know, if we are successful in that process, I'll look forward to fighting tax increases and trying to manage the office well and try to bring people closer to their tax dollars with some transparency initiatives that I want to do. So, you know, again, it's just to continue on in the spirit of public service. I've been very blessed in my life growing up here in Eastern Washington and going to WSU and then getting to do a little study at Harvard and then go to Iraq and Afghanistan with the State Department. And I've been in both the private sector and in the public sector, but the stuff I've enjoyed the most has been when I feel like I'm doing something bigger than myself. And I think that'll continue on at the treasurer's office.
So how does all that experience qualify you to be a treasurer?
Well, you know, good question. I think, you know, the policy in the public service sort of speaks for itself with the things that we've accomplished over the last 8 years. You know, academically, I studied economics at WSU, have a bachelor's in economics and a minor in mathematics, then went to Mozambique and worked with the Jesuits for a while as a volunteer, and then went to Harvard for my master's degree. At Harvard, I taught economics and enjoyed that process. I do enjoy teaching. You know, in the state legislature, I was the vice chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, wrote a $35 billion budget, have been very involved in big budget decisions. And also I'm good at advancing policy. So I think, you know, what you want out of a treasurer is somebody that can manage the office well. I think I've done that in a wide variety of capacities. I think you want somebody that understands finance and economics, which I certainly have in my background. And then you want somebody that can build teams to get things done for the people of Eastern Washington. And I think between the med school, the North South Freeway, and tuition cut, I was just opening a building for Eastern yesterday, their sciences building. So I think, you know, a lot of good experience in public service.
You know, this is one of those offices that people don't know much about. So for folks who are listening in, what does the treasurer do?
Yeah, well, you know, the treasurer, you know, the main jobs of the treasurer is it's the tax collector for the county. So it functionally collects the revenue for the county. And then it is the issuing agent for the bonds that go out from the county. So both investments that have to happen at the county level and then for the school districts as well, too. And there's a portfolio of money that the county treasurer manages indirectly. So you have to work hand in hand with the county commissioners to see how that money is managed. One of the things I want to do if elected is take another look at how that money is being managed. And I think it's important to make sure that we're getting the best return for our dollar. And I think it's good to look at that. So those are some of the basic things that are doing. You know, the treasurer can also be a very important advocate for policy. And because I know personally, because I've worked with them in the Senate. So a couple years back, the current county treasurer, Rob Chase, came to me in Olympia and said, hey, there's a very usurious rate when people get behind on their taxes. We need to change that policy. He and Mike Voles, who is the deputy treasurer and also now a state representative, state legislature's part-time job, came over to Olympia and worked with us on having a system of partial payments. And so I actually prime sponsored the Senate version. We passed the House version, but I was the prime sponsor of the Senate version. So worked with them well on policy to try to ease the burden on taxpayers and allow partial payments. And I think so that's something that can happen at all treasurer's office across the state now. But that was something that was really led by the Spokane County Treasurer's Office. And I think there's other areas of policy that would be important to talk about as well.
Michael Baumgartner is running for treasurer against David Green. He's a Democrat and a CPA for 35 years.
I really had no inclination that I was going to run. Senator Baumgartner announced back in March, and I kept waiting for somebody else to take up the mantle. I decided that I had the skill sets and the drive and the energy to be able to do it. And I thought that the voters in Spokane County should have a choice as to who their treasurer should be, somebody who's got 35 plus years of financial experience or someone who's got little, if any, financial experience and has been historically focused on policy issues. The treasurer's office does know policy. It's a task-focused job. And the 30, 31 people in the treasurer's office focus on collecting and keeping track of real estate taxes, collecting excise taxes when property is sold. They manage and keep track of funds for about 80 other governmental entities. And I decided that it was important to have competence in county government as opposed to somebody with a policy background in this role.
So what are the tools that a good treasurer needs?
It's attention to detail skills with respect to understanding what the role and function of the office is. It's being able to work with people. There's 30 other people inside the county treasurer's office. My skill sets as a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and as a senior manager at Ernst & Young, both two of the big four accounting firms, has taught me how to work in small work groups, which is what I think the county treasurer's office is. And I think all the lifetime of skill sets that I've picked up in the financial industry over 35 years will serve me and the taxpayers well in Spokane County.
Have you gotten to go see the county treasurer's office and meet the current one?
I was a secret shopper at the end of April. I took my business personal property taxes in to pay them in person, as opposed to paying them via the mail, and then the next day went back to pay my personal real estate taxes. Received excellent service both times from the folks at the staff at the counter, and have an invitation from the chief deputy treasurer, Mike Voles, who's also a state representative for the 6th Legislative District, to stop in sometime and get a tour, and I will plan on taking him up on that soon.
So should treasurers wade into taxation issues?
Well, I think Rob Chase certainly did, the current treasurer who's running against Mary Cuney for commissioner. He certainly did. The Association of County Treasurers has a process whereby common issues get worked out at the county treasurer level, and then they get addressed with the legislature. I don't think it's appropriate for any single county treasurer to express his or her policy positions, because treasurers in Washington State, county treasurers, should speak with one voice.
Though Green views the treasurer's position as a professional job, not a political job, he's required to state a party preference. He says he was a Republican until 1992, but became a Democrat then because of the Republican Party's evolution on social issues.
As a CPA, I don't think anybody is wildly wanting to spend money that we don't have. Because, when you work with clients on their funds, everybody wants to control the amount of exposure they have to the downside and want to make as much money as they can on the upside. So I don't know any truly way out there CPAs. And I'm, as a CPA, I'm not way out there financially. I'm probably a fiscal conservative, interested in transparency issues, opening things up. But on social issues, I think sometimes the government should stay out of people's business. So to have a little mix of Republican, a little mix of the Democrats, and maybe a little mix of Libertarians all rolled into one. Over the years, I voted more for the candidate as opposed to the party. And I think this year in particular, there's going to be more people looking at candidates and qualifications as opposed to party labels.
David Green is a Democrat running for Spokane County Treasurer. His Republican opponent is Michael Baumgartner. You can hear our full interviews with all the candidates on our website at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Click on the Regional News tab and then the Washington Primary Candidates link.